SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Sexual misconduct allegations are chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California, he had previously abandoned his bid for governor of California, is quitting Congress. And Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas, he's leaving Congress as well. President Trump says the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz is working. He says it's no heavy lift for the American military.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
The president ordered the blockade after last week's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without a deal. Now Pakistan is proposing a new round of talks between the two sides. Later today, the U.S. will referee direct talks between Israel and Lebanon in Washington. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell.
While the Lebanese government really wants to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, the war has been so devastating in Lebanon, with more than a million people displaced by the fighting, more than 2,000 killed. While Israel is saying, you know, at the moment it does not see any prospect of a ceasefire, it is insisting that Hezbollah must be disarmed. And Hezbollah as a group, it has been rejecting these talks out of hand, saying it won't abide by anything that is agreed as a result of these.
$4.11 per gallon, that is this morning's national average for gasoline. AAA says it's about a penny cheaper than yesterday. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been in positive territory. Dow futures up 63 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 117. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package also includes $3 million for restoration of historic Claiborne Temple, staging area for the 1968 sanitation workers' strike. SRN News. A housing shortage is preventing millions of people from living the American dream of home ownership. That's the conclusion of the Trump administration, which says we could use 10 million more houses.
The new report from the White House Council of Economic Advisors lays out a blueprint for how more construction could help the middle class and the overall U.S. economy. It says building more housing units would lower prices and increase home ownership by putting a home within reach of more American families. Among the ideas the president has proposed in the past, reducing regulations, and speeding up the permitting process for builders. Bob Agner reporting.
An aviation safety bill looking to address lessons learned from last year's mid-air collision of a jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., comes up for a vote later today. However, the families of the 67 victims, as well as some senators, think that the bill still needs to be strengthened further. More details at srnnews.com.